Last month, more than a year after Hurricane Katrina hit the Gulf Coast, State Farm Insurance reached an agreement to settle, or at least to reopen, thousands of claims from people whose homes were damaged or destroyed in Mississippi. But the federal judge hearing the case hasn't approved the settlement. Before he does, he wants to make sure that the plaintiff's attorneys got the best deal they could for policyholders. At a hearing this week, he heard from an all-star cast, including former Mississippi Attorney General Mike Moore and lawyer Richard Scruggs, who together engineered one of the largest settlements with the tobacco industry. To help us sort all this out is our friend from the world of business, Joe Nocera. He joins us from New York. Hi, Joe. Good to have you with us.
Hi, Lynn. Nice to be here.
Well, first things first, can you sort of tell us what this is all about?
Well, southern Mississippi by the coast, got just clobbered in Katrina. And there are thousands of homes that were not only destroyed, but they are slabs. That they actually call slab cases because all that's left are the slabs. So the question in those cases has become, what caused most of the damage? Was it water or was it wind? And the reason that's become critical is because insurance companies cover wind damage, but historically they do not cover flood damage. So, you know, the insurance companies have generally said it's flood and people have said it's wind, and they wind up in court.
All right. The deal that we're talking about here, what would happen if this deal actually was agreed on?
State Farm and the other insurance companies have said, you know, we're going to pay you 10% of your policy because we think it's only 10% wind. So the settlement will allow these people to come forward and say, you know, it's 20% wind, it's 30% wind. It just gives them a chance to reopen the cases. Chances are, given the damage that's been done to the insurance company's reputation down there, it's quite likely they will get more money, although it's very unclear how much more money.
Given that the policyholders can't really prove their houses were destroyed by either wind or water, is it a good deal for them? Or is the criticism of State Farm fair?
Well, I don't think all the criticism is fair. I mean, insurance policies don't cover flood. And so inland, a lot more claims have been paid off than the ones on the coast. And, you know, there is flood insurance, but it's not the greatest in terms of how much it covers. And the flood insurance comes from the federal government. And so the companies are basically saying, look, we want to pay out only what we cover. And people are basically saying, we want you to take care of us. You're our insurance company. But the truth of the matter is the insurance companies are more right than wrong here. So for the policyholders, I mean, it actually seems like a great deal to me that they're going to reopen claims that have already been settled.
You sound almost nervous saying that, I have to say, Joe.
Well, you know, it is kind of nervous making. I mean, I find it odd that the judge in the case actually is on record as saying he wants to take care of the policyholders. That's really not his job. His job in the case is to settle a series of lawsuits.
Who's playing hardball in Mississippi now?
Well, everybody. State Farm is playing hardball in court, but the other side is very powerful. I mean, Mike Moore is the former attorney general of Mississippi. He's actually joined the firm of Dickie Scruggs, who's the most powerful, richest, and probably best plaintiff's lawyer in the country, whose home was destroyed. And his brother-in-law is Trent Lott, whose home was also destroyed and who was part of the lawsuit against State Farm. And to compound matters, Senator Lott in Washington has been rattling the cages about the insurance companies and is one of the drivers in a move to remove their antitrust exemption.
Well, hasn't State Farm said it's going to leave Mississippi?
No, they haven't said that. What they've actually said is that they will no longer write new homeowner policies in Mississippi. And that's a form of hardball, too. I mean, they're basically telling the state of Mississippi, if you keep going after us, we're going to put the hammer on you, too.
So what happens down the road?
You know, the insurance companies will pay out more money, but then they will move on. The policyholders are still going to be in the same position that they're in now. They'll get a little more money, but chances are they will not get enough to rebuild. And the real question is, what will rebuilding look like along that coast? I mean, these were developed areas with a lot of them with high-income homes. And it's a little unlikely that it'll be rebuilt the same way, given what happened and given that everybody now understands, in a way they didn't before, the consequences of their insurance policy.
All right. Well, thanks very much, Joe.
Thank you, Lynn.
Joe Nocera is a columnist for The New York Times. He joined us from New York.